Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Peter Salisbury, a Yemen specialist with the International Crisis Group think tank. Peter, the conflict in Yemen, like most everything else, has been overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic. Now we hear of Houthi missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and apparent retaliatory strikes against rebel targets, including the presidential compound in Sana'a, the capital, today. What brought this about while most of us were looking elsewhere?
It's definitely a challenging moment, isn't it always, though, with Yemen? Last week, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, actually made a public call for a ceasefire to allow the Yemeni healthcare system to cope with the effects of coronavirus if it arrives in Yemen. No cases reported yet. The different parties to the conflict, including the Houthis who control the northwest, the internationally recognized government, the Saudi-led coalition, secessionists in the south, and other forces who are fighting against the Houthis on the Red Sea coast, all said that they accepted the idea in principle of a ceasefire. And what we saw happen thereafter is something that we've seen many times in Yemen. People start moving towards negotiation, but they also want to demonstrate their strength. They want to position themselves better on the ground. So they start making moves. We saw an increase in the Houthi offensive on an area called Marib in central Yemen, north central Yemen. We saw the Houthis firing missiles and drones at military base in the south of Saudi Arabia. And then we saw airstrikes in retaliation. We then saw the Houthi missile strikes directed towards Riyadh. And then over the last 24 hours, we've seen an uptick in airstrikes. So it's this escalatory cycle that we often see before people try to move towards negotiations, try to move towards ceasefire arrangements. But in the context of coronavirus and the complete collapse of Yemen's healthcare system, really bad news.
You are listening to Peter Salisbury, a Yemen specialist with the International Crisis Group think tank. Aside from the spike in the conflict, what is the humanitarian situation in Yemen? Not long ago, the United Nations was calling it a terrible human catastrophe in terms of hunger and illness.
Yemen is still, on paper, the biggest humanitarian disaster, humanitarian crisis in the world. 24 million out of about 28 to 30 million people require some sort of humanitarian assistance. About 12 to 13 million people are so poor that they're basically on the verge of starvation. Really treatable diseases like cholera have just run through the population at times. And we've seen the healthcare system collapse along with the economy. So people don't have money in their pockets, so they can't buy medicine and everything else in between. So it's a really terrible situation.
Peter Salisbury, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.